Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. The following Jummah khutbah was delivered by Sheikh Hafiz Abdul Wahid in Masjid Al-Farooq in Houston, Texas, USA, on September 13, 2002.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuh wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه غوى ولن يضر الله شيئا أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم صدق الله العظيم One verse I recited from Surah Fussilat, two verses actually. In these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us a lesson. And that lesson is best time now to apply today. Act upon this lesson today or nowadays, especially after the 9-11. 9-11 is now one big incident in the history of human beings, well known, and people are talking about it. We Muslims are also talking about it. But what are our duties? This 9-11, which you may call it 9-1-1. If you think 9-11 is 9-1-1, and we know very well what is 9-1-1. What have happened? Years passed, but Muslims are being targeted. Although we believe that Muslims have no hand in it, this is not done by Muslims. Who did it? Either they don't know or they are hiding. Because many people who are non-Muslims, who are Americans, Christians, they say this. And here is one website, RENSE.com, by Dr. Gary North, American Christian. He posted it on his website and he put many questions and he put a list of the passengers of all the four planes provided by CNN. And he says that none of the passengers is Muslim. None of the passengers was Arab. And he questioned FBI, questioned government, from where did you bring these Muslim names or Arab names? And he has categorized all the flights, counting the list of the passengers, and then criticizing while they are claiming the number of passengers this much, but list is provided by lesser. Why this? No answer has been given till 1 year. And also, he says 7 of the 19 hijackers alive. He again claims, and his claim is based on BBC, independent UK newspaper, and other sources, that FBI named 19 people as hijackers while 7 of them are still alive. So you can see the discrepancy, what they are doing against Muslims, involving Muslims and then crushing Islam and Muslims for the world. What are our duties now in that case? We do not believe that this is done by Muslims, but we are targeted. Our duty now, Quran guide us that اِدْفَعْ بِالَّذِي هِي أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ فَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ. That good deed and bad deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. The result will be that you will see the person in whom and you is enmity, he will become your best friend. And this ni'mah is not given, gifted to anyone but those who do suffer, show patience, and also who have been given great bounty from Allah, means paradise. How can we now prove ourselves? Allah has given us chance, you and me, living in this country, to prove ourselves that we are not terrorists. Our Muslim brother living in Saudi Arabia, living in Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, other countries, they cannot prove. They cannot prove that they are not terrorists. We can prove living in this country. How can we prove? 5 suggestions I will put before you. 5 suggestions. This is now our duty. Allah has given us chance. He brought us in this country so that we can prove ourselves. We can change public opinion that we are not terrorists. All the media is going against Muslims. They are talking bad about Muslims, treating them as terrorists. We cannot compete media. They are not giving us chance on TV, radio, newspaper, business. No. We have to prove ourselves by our conduct, by our behavior. 5 suggestions. Remember that every action has result. In this ayah Allah has said, وَلَا تَسْتَبِ الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ, means hasana and sayyi'ah have results. Good result and bad result. When any action is done, it will leave results on people who are watching you. Either good result or bad result. So we either can increase the fame, good fame of Islam, or we can decrease it. So always be careful. First suggestion to all of you, to all the Muslims living in USA, that be more visible. Don't hide yourself. Come out. Mix up with the Americans. Call them to your parties. Invite them at home on tea, on lunch, on dinner. Open your mind for them. Let them search what you are. Whatever is in, it will come out. If iman and faith, it will come out. But don't hide anymore. No need to hide. Pray salat in public place. And many people, they are praying. Alhamdulillah, they pray salat in public place, in airport, on bus station, Let the people watch you and then ask you questions. So be more open to them. Don't hide anymore. Second suggestion. Our attitude, our behavior should be good one to them. Deal them nicely. Don't deal badly. When you talk to them, talk to them nicely. This is Islam which teaches us this. Don't become like a Muslim student who answered to an American while he was doing wudu and putting his feet on sink. He objected. And what he replied? That my feet are more purer than your face. Instead of acknowledging this fact, they don't like that you put your feet on sink. Better to go for your job, for your study, put your sock while you are in wudu. Then you can do mask on it, on your job. 24 hours. If you are traveling, 3 days and 3 nights at the time of wudu. So don't become like that. Second suggestion to the businessman, deal with them honestly. Even though you lose something, some money, but deal with them honestly. Don't cheat them. We Muslims, we have bad fame in that field. Especially living here, every action will have results. If any Muslim cheats, any American, what will be the result? That he will go away from Islam. They must be more careful. So treat them in a good way. Third suggestion, be law-abiding citizen. Don't break the law. Law of the land, we have to respect. We are living in this country. If you don't want to respect the law, then leave. Go back to your own country. We have to respect the law. Smallest law. Small law. Stop sign. When you are at stop sign, especially when people are watching you that you are a Muslim, stop over there. If you don't, you will bring bad impressions. As around the masjid, some stop signs are there. And when any one of us is late from Juma, he doesn't stop. Then he gets tickets. And many tickets. Many of us, they got many tickets. Now, alhamdulillah, it is okay after getting many tickets. Don't do this. Don't do this. Stop it. And also, please, do not park in front of the houses around the masjid. Mostly they have bad impression about us. We park in the premises of other houses while we come for Juma. We want to get reward from Allah, but we are getting curse from the neighbors. That is true in the case of many masjids. In our masjid also, people they do park in front of the other houses and they do not feel good. It is bad. One personal experience, 3 months back, when I moved to a house outside from masjid, just one block away, the lady, landlord lady, wrote me a letter after I moved, and she introduced me, neighborhood, that they are very nice, very good, this and that, everything. Only one sentence she wrote, and she said, they don't like Fridays. They don't like Fridays. What does it mean? What does it mean, O Muslims coming to masjid? They say that they don't like Fridays. Not for that, they are listening us and they criticize us. No, only for our behavior that we park in front of their houses and they don't like it. Be a good person, good Muslim. Bring a good reputation to Islam, to Muslims. If you are late, no problem. Don't rush. Rasulullah said, when you come to Salat, don't run, come peacefully. Same thing applies in the car. When you are driving, don't go faster than your speed limit. And come peacefully, wherever you find place, in the legal place, then park and come inside the masjid. Fifth suggestion, tahaddu tahabbu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, exchange gifts, it will increase love. He did not limit it to the Muslims, non-Muslims also, exchange gifts, give to them gifts. At occasion of your Eid, Ramadan, or any occasion, whenever your brother or mother or father comes from back home, give some gifts to your neighbors. You will find tremendous results, good results. And again, when I moved, I presented gift to 18 neighbors. And more than 90% they accepted it, and they thanked me, and some of them returned the gift. And then they called their neighbors to welcome me. Only two of them returned. One of them returned saying, writing was that, since Muslims believe that they have to kill Jews and Christians, therefore I cannot accept your gift. The other did not accept because of saying that I am patient of sugar. It means 90% Americans are good. They are simple people, good people, not biased against Islam. Only 10% they are biased. So we should avail this opportunity to turn their change, to change their mind in favor of Islam by presenting them gifts or any other means. When we will do this, results will be inshallah in our favor. And remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not change propaganda against him while he was in Mecca through TV, through radio, by media. No. How did he change and how he became victorious? We have to search and follow. And one example, inshallah, I will place to you. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ إِنَّهُ تَعَالَى جَوَّادٌ كَرِيمٌ وَلَكُمْ بَرْحُ الْرَّوْفِ الرَّحِيمِ. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: ولا تتخذوا أيمانكم دخلا بينكم فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها وتذوقوا السوء بما صددتم عن سبيل الله ولكم عذاب عظيم. What we are facing today, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced, there is no comparison in between our facing and his facing. He faced a lot of problems in Makkah. How did he react? Only one example I place to you, so that we know that this is the only conduct that can change the mind of a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was walking and he observed a lady, old lady, having heavy burden, luggage on her, taking rest. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered his services to her. Can I help you to take this, your burden, your luggage to the destination? She welcomed. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was taking luggage with her, and she felt obliged. She wanted to do favor to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while they were walking. How she did favor? How she did do favor? She started saying that there is one man in Makkah. Beware of him. Keep yourself away from him. He is a magician. He is this. He is that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on listening. Kept on listening, and she mentioned name, that his name is Muhammad. Be careful, don't go close to him, otherwise you will leave your religion, you will become non-believer. When they arrived destination, before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left, she asked, I want to know the name of my Muhsin, the person who did favor to me, so that I remind him, remember him in my dua. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listening this, she was amazed. Are you the same Muhammad about whom people are talking in Makkah bad? He said, yes. She said, if you are the Muhammad, then all people are liars. They are lying. You are right. They lie and you are right. Only one behavior, looking, one behavior, attitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or conduct, she changed her mind, and all the Makkan were bad people in her eyes. Rasulullah did not defend himself by his tongue, by his conduct. Follow our Prophet, follow your Prophet, and change public opinion by your conduct. You cannot change by radio, by TV, by the means which are in their hands, by conduct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give hidayah to USA. They are now, normally I do think that USA as compared to Afghanistan, this is like elephant and an ant. USA is elephant and Afghanistan is an ant. Is there any comparison in between both of them? No. That ant which became the source of death of Soviet Union. Small country, having no means, became source of the destruction of Soviet Union. We want USA in good favor that we don't want destruction of USA. Don't go on the same walkway where other superpowers walk. These Afghan people, if you don't know, we know more, we Muslims know more. Pakistani Muslims know more than you. I am from Pakistan. I know more Afghan people because they are our neighbor. They will never surrender. They will never surrender to any power. Over 1.5 centuries, Britain, they controlled India, Pakistan and other places. They were unable to control Afghanistan for 1.5 centuries. And Soviet Union tried its best. For 2 decades, they were unable to control. So how can you control them? So this is foreign policy. Our President Bush have to change it. Have to change his policy for Afghanistan. You cannot do. I fear that Afghanistan can become second Vietnam for America. I don't want it. I don't want it, but this is my warning. That it may not become second Vietnam, please. It will become harder for you to come out of Afghanistan. Be careful. Still 1 year has spent. 1 year only. Change your policies. Afghanistan people had nothing to do with the destruction of World Trade Center and other places. No proof of that. Change your policies. Don't make happy those people who want to create distance in between Muslims and Christians. Muslims and Christians, they both believe in one God. But the third party, they don't want that they should go together. That is why they are creating problems in between Muslims and Christians. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give hidayah to our leaders and they should change their course. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين واشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم اشف إخواننا محمود صديقي. اللهم اشف إخواننا شكيل عباسي. اللهم اشف إخواننا المرضى في هذه المسجد. اللهم اشف إخواننا في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المسلمين في أفغانستان، في كشمير، في الشيشان، في باكستان، في الهند، في فلبان، في مصر، في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة. قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا اعتدلوا. Please fill up the gaps. Stand closer to each other and put your heels along the line. And keep the line straight for the slot. If any gap in front line, please fill it out first. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى
بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.